Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
1850-715-815. Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. It used to be get the last of the Cheeky Charlies, but it looks like we've seen the last of the Cheeky Charlies. And according to Dublin City Council, who banned the street trading, the Christmas stalls on Henry Street and Mary Street, up to 80 of them every year for the month of December, they're gone as of yesterday. Sadie Gray. Sadie, good afternoon. Hello, Sadie. At the phone there somewhere. Are you there? Are you there, Reenie?
I am here, yeah.
Okay, how long have you been selling on Henry Street, Reenie?
Well, I sell on my dad's stall. I'm selling on it over 30 years, and my dad's 78, so I'd say over 50 years, maybe.
And you reckon he's been doing it for 50 years?
Yeah, best part of, yeah.
Wow, incredible. And have you told him it's not on this year?
I actually only told him about an hour ago.
And what did he say?
Hello?
What was his reaction?
Disappointed. Highly, yes. Like, he's been basically self-isolating since March, Joe. So this, like, he's 78, he's obviously he's old, and it's the only thing that's keeping him ticking over, if you get me drift.
Now, Jeb, and just to remind people, Reenie, who don't know them, from it, they're completely outdoor. You're open to the elements.
Yeah.
You're on the street. Totally you're well spread out up. It's a long, long street from O'Connor Street up as far as Capel Street. You're well spread out. It's a great, adds to the atmosphere. Sadie is there. Are you there, Sadie?
I am, yes.
When did you discover... Sorry, how long have you been selling there on the street at Christmas?
Well, as far as back as I can remember, I'm 65 this year, so okay. I'd say I'm at least 60 years on Henry Street, if not longer.
Wow. And who was doing it before you, Sadie? Do you
My mother. My mother would have done it before me, and my uncle would have actually held the fourth licence for Henry Street. He used to sell holy pictures at the corner of the GPO. Wow.
So,
so it would have been a family tradition going back for many years.
And Sadie, have you any idea how long so the stalls have been working or operating on Henry Street?
Do you know, I don't know, Joe. People come up with different.
Well,
different,
you're saying if you say 60 and you're
time, so
you're
we,
65.
We really don't know how long they've been there, but they've been there for a long, long time. I've been there for over 60 years. Anyway.
And what did you sell, Reenie?
We sell Christmas T-shirts.
That's Sadie said. That's Reenie Christmas.
I would
t-shirt.
Have a very traditional style, Joe. I would sell Christmas decorations and lights and wrapping paper and cards and Christmas bags. Anything to do with Christmas decorations,
yeah,
I would sell.
That's brilliant, Andy. And when were you told it's all over?
Well, just to put this into perspective, Joe, we have been formulated for a number of years because we were always, and if you remember, Joe, I was on. This station with you many, many years ago with Tony Gregory. So it's something that we've always been, anything that happens across the country, Henry Street is always the first ones to look at. So this has been happening from the Business Association for many, many years. So,
well, you reckon they were trying to get...
What we did a number of years ago was we formulated ourselves and we became a committee.
Okay.
So we can sit down with these people before any problems come into play so that people can have a peaceful time to be able to go out on the street and they haven't got to face any issues that might arise from Dublin City Council or the Guards or anybody else.
Okay.
So we formulated ourselves a number of years ago. So what we do is we have a number of meetings each year with the DCC and with the Guards. And we did that. This year was no different. But we had a meeting a couple of months ago where... We were talking about, you know, what might happen and trying to preempt what might happen in a couple of months. And Dublin City Council had said at that stage that maybe Henry Street shouldn't go ahead. And we didn't agree because we can't preempt what's going to happen. None of us know. And it was a very scary time for us, for everybody in the country. So what we said was that we'd leave it for a couple of months and then come back, which we did. And when we come back, Dublin City Council then announced to us that they didn't think that Henry Street could happen. And we talked about all of the issues why they felt that it couldn't happen. And we said we can easily put, you know, we can safeguard ourselves. We can come up with guidelines. you know, we don't want to be getting COVID. We don't want to be catching COVID. So we want to be safe too. And we want to keep the public safe. So we come up with a number of ideas on how we might do that. And then Dublin City Council went back to the CEO and then came back and said that they had conducted a piece of research on Henry Street.
Yeah.
And that the piece of research that they conducted had said that Henry Street, and I can read it from what they said was that there was a piece of research done and that the report states that according to the pedestrian numbers they themselves are basing this on, that Henry Street as a whole would be unable to provide adequate distancing and safe environment due to the volumes of people they believe this will present. Now, what they did was, Joe, they based this on the numbers of people that were in Henry Street last year.
Last Christmas.
That we're not facing the same year as we did last year. People are afraid to come out. We're all afraid. We're all, you know, none of us know what's going to happen.
So of the 80 stalls that were there last Christmas...
No, 47 was there last year, Joe.
47, okay. And how many were going to come back this year, do you reckon?
We don't know. We don't know. What they did was they did a small piece of research in that they rang around to see how many stalls had said that they would come out. And I think they came back with about 40, but they didn't reach everybody. But what happened, Joe, was we asked them then when they came back with this report... We said, so is this across the board? Are we penalising Henry Street traders again?
Mm-hmm.
So is this across the board? Are we looking at street trading throughout the country? Or is this us just being penalised again? And why? It's so unfair that every time something comes about, it's Henry Street that are penalised. So we asked for, could they ask the CEO, that was there going to be consistency in this? And they said, no, they had to make a final decision. This was 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, sorry, and that we had to make a final decision. So we discussed this at length for 2 hours, and they decided then that they would give us one more week's grace and they would come back to us and they would speak to the CEO. And the meeting took place yesterday. And, Joe, we were very, very disillusioned, disappointed, very saddened to hear that the decision had already been made, even though we went around the room in circles for a full hour. They provided us with the information that this was never going to happen anyway. They could have sent us an email, they could have sent us a letter, but the decision was made 3 months ago and we weren't going to get anywhere. We could have negotiated, Joe. We're very well able to negotiate. We can negotiate on behalf of ourselves. There were ways of getting around this. We could have moved people down as far as Talbot Street, up as far as Mary Street. I mean, there were ways around this. Why Henry Street all the time? It's just so unfair.
And the street traders that are, well, they're permanent, say, up the flower sellers up in, there's such a part of Grafton Street there at Duke Street and up there at the top end of Chatham Street. Are they're still there, I hope?
Everybody's still there, Joe. Yeah. Everybody, like, I don't want to be individualising people, but everybody is still there. The whole country, every market in the country that goes ahead is going ahead. I mean, what they said to us yesterday, that there was supposedly a market going up in the fruit markets this year, and they have cancelled that. That has nothing got to do with Henry Street that's been there traditionally for year on year on year. This is something that was going to happen for 1 year. You can't compare like with like. That is not like with like. All we want is the chance to get out. We don't buy our stock, Joe, like last month.
Mm-hmm.
Some people buy their stock from January, whenever we can get the stock cheap. People depend on this. This is people's livelihood. This is people's Christmas.
And
like
if
they're saying Henry Street is unsafe, surely to God... I can only speak for me now. I know that I would not want to catch COVID, and I will be keeping me and whoever comes to my stall very, very safe. And I'm sure that goes for every trader.
And do you believe that the council made up their mind before they even met
you? Absolutely. 100%, Joe. 100%. I was at the meeting yesterday with Councillor Joe Coslow and with Grania from the Irish Market Association. The three of us felt like we were absolutely wasted 2 hours at the previous meeting and an hour at this meeting. We got nothing in response. Nothing to say. All we got to say was that they would consider now doing another piece of research on one or two more streets. That's not what we wanted. We want consistency, Joe. We want to be treated the same as everybody else. We're no different than any other market trader.
Let's try and find out. We're trying to find out if the Christmas markets. Now, I know they're different in Berlin and Cologne and Cardiff. I wonder, are they going ahead this year, Dusseldorf? We'll try and find out. Did they offer you another venue? Did they say you could go into the fruit market?
There was no talk about anything else. There was nothing on the table. Absolutely nothing. It was point blank. It's not going to happen. We even suggested, Joe, we said that we were talking about a different climate than we were even 2 weeks ago. You know, that everybody was talking really positively. I spoke about how the Minister for Health, how the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste, Tony Houlihan, everybody was given high hopes.
Yeah, but the Tánaiste,
maybe we might go to level two.
But Sadie, the Tánaiste, Leo Varadkar, just been on there saying, or in the Dáil this morning, said, don't book flights home for Christmas.
I know, I've just seen that, Joe. I just seen that.
He said he was watching Reeling in the Years or something. And in 1967, when there was foot and mouth, they asked people not to come home. And they didn't come home. And that seems to be the argument.
Yeah.
But Joe, none of us know what
we asked for yesterday. Could we at least wait until next week and have another meeting next week?
But would it be too late when they decide on what level we're going to,
negotiated that with them, Joe. I said to them, why not wait one more week and the traders can take one less week on the street?
Yeah, okay. And
That's what we offered yesterday.
Yeah.
We said, if you can give us one more week and let's see what we're talking about next week. And the traders, I can speak on behalf of the traders, and we would be willing to forfeit 1 week on the street. And they absolutely point blank had made the decision and they told us that. They even told us, Joe, that in the report that was there, which is really, really unfair, that whoever gave them the numbers in the report, they couldn't reveal who gave them the numbers because they didn't want it revealed. How clandestine is that?
This is the footfall in...
No transparency at all.
This is the footfall in Henry Street last December.
They said they couldn't tell us who provided the numbers.
Reenie, have you stock bought in?
Well, it's stuff left over from last year. It's quite easy enough to get your hands on more stock if you were to go ahead, you know, Joe.
Okay. And Sadie, have you stock from...
Unfortunately, yes, I have. Joe, if you left it till this time to buy in your stock, you wouldn't get anything, everything would be gone. You have to buy your stock in advance.
You'd be priced out. And as I just said there, I mentioned that Leo Varadkar said, don't book flights for Christmas.